Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew. And welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Slamdown. It is not only a Flatshare Slamdown, it is also a Slamdown.
And I really mean that, folks.
It's a smoking.
Can I tell you, there's just one motto for this. P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta.
Guys, I'm going to introduce this episode, but if I go on too long, somebody stop me.
Somebody stop me.
It's our flagship episode, that's what I wanted to say. Pinch Punch, first of the month. We lead with our panel show, quiz game thing.
Tom, can I ask, have you had a stroke? Because
I think you need to take that mask back off, mate. It's doing you no favours.
It's cutting off the oxygen.
It's supposed to give you superpowers, but it seems to have just...
Tom, can I just say, you are not alrighty then.
Can one of our listeners... Oh, no. In fact, no, let's move on.
All right. Good start. Good strong start to the episode.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Anyway, this was a great episode, so it deserves a good introduction.
And unfortunately, we never re-record introductions. It's just a weird rule we made to ourselves. We never edit them. We never re-record them. So this is what you're getting, guys. This is the episode.
Our guests are the brilliant Darren Harriott and Amy Gledel. And it was a lot of fun to record.
Oh, we had so much fun. Yeah, again, two guests that have not done a Flatshare Slam Down before. We've had Darren in various capacities on other podcasts, but never in the flesh. So great. Amy was fantastic. We had a great laugh with them. You're going to have a great laugh listening to it. Just before we start, don't forget the Patreon. If you enjoy what we do and you would like to help us keep doing this for free, then patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, where you can get a free episode every single week, a brand new... Not a free episode, you're paying for it. It is a bonus episode. We don't re-record. A bonus episode every single week. Plus, you get nearly, I think, 200 old episodes. The second you join, you get all of those episodes straight away. So if you like this and you want to wade through some old back catalogue of ours that you won't have heard if you've just listened to the main feed, then get yourself onto the Patreon. patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. We would love to join you over there. But we can't afford it.
Yes.
It's £4 a month. Where are we going to find that kind of money?
In the meantime, why don't you just have a bloody brilliant time listening to this bloody brilliant episode?
Sweet ass.
You are a sweet ass, you know.
What a
gorgeous tuchus I've got on me. It's a crime that I'm sitting down. It really is. It's that nice. But listen.
Oh, holy shit, you sit down.
Right, it's quite weird we've talked about my ass now because it's going to make this next sentence sound a bit weird, but one of you has got to fix this hole.
Whoa-wee! Don't mind if I do. Well, it is going to be me.
Good night, everybody. One of you has got to fix the non-bodily hole that is troubling me at the moment.
That's the chore. Fix the hole. We've run out of chores, haven't we? 11 years we've run out of chores. Bloody hell. Well, Matthew, it's not going to be me.
Oh, no.
I've got a terrible history with holes. Going back to a few years ago, I used to run a theme park based all around them. There'd be all different kinds of sized holes and people would come along and jump in them. It was a lovely theme park, but it got into financial difficulty and I was bought out by Kanye West. So I guess now, Yee's got the holes world in his hands. He's got the Holes world in his hands.
Oh, I enjoyed that one.
That's
a lot.
That's really you, good. Finally.
Yeah. Oh, why did that not make it into the documentary? That's what I want to know. This so-called genius. Clarky, what about you?
Oh, well, I actually Googled a couple of weeks ago, I Googled how to fill a hole, and this is the first time I've left the house.
Clarky, you sweet ass. Well, there's only one way, only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flash and Slam Down.
Flash and Slam Down.
We're in a flat.
Flash and Slam Down.
We're sharing with our mate.
Flash and Slam Down.
Someone's going to slow it down.
Flash and Slam Down.
Hello and welcome to Flash and Slam Down. Oh, there's a reason it's worth coming to the live shows. You missed a great bit of business, people listening at home. This is Flash and Slam Down, the panel show that says, if you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky and dragging my 2 feet, you just pass me by. It still makes me cry, but you can fix the hole again. And if you see me with another man, laughing and joking, doing what I can, I won't put you down, cause I want you around. You can fix the hole again. Everybody!
Looking back on where we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget. Baby, you're the one, you still turn me on. You can fix the hole again.
Crosby. Let's meet my subatomic kittens. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark. But of course, you can't fix the hole on your own. Who have you brought to help fill the gaps tonight? Ben.
I have brought my friend.
Your friend.
Amy Glennon.
Oh, that's nice. Amy, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
So what kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm a real pathetic flatmate, if I'm honest. I'm like a little mouse, and I don't know...
And you live in the skirting board.
And I live in the skirting board, and I don't pay any rent. And never
any
council
tax. Is it
like parasites? Yeah, like a tapeworm.
Yeah,
I'm really quiet and shy, and I don't want to see anyone, because I never want to wear a bra. So I just hide in my room until it's organised party time. And then I will be there in fancy dress when no one's asked me to.
Is the fancy dress a bra? Because that is quite fancy.
I've come as a sophisticated lady. Yeah, that's sort of me. Very, very quiet until organised 8 p.m. in the living room party time.
And you just dress up in fancy dress?
Fancy dress, I've got dance routines. What do you want? I got crisps.
My favourite dance routine. I got, are those crisps in your bra?
Bras full of crisps. Grab bags.
If it's okay, I won't, but thank you very much for the offer. Parry, who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, Matthew, the jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes, we've had a lot of shoplifting issues. People are stealing our jam and our brie. So I've got a new head of security. He's the most charming, brilliant man I know. It's Darren Harriott.
Love it.
Yes.
Darren.
Hiya.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a real treat to have you on. Now, what kind of a flatmate are you?
Well, Amy made me think of something. So, you know, Amy said she doesn't really like to be seen wearing a bra in a house.
Sure.
I think I made that sound a lot worse.
She said it directly to you. Basically. Darren, please get out the tree.
I'm the same kind of housemate. I don't like wearing trousers.
Oh, right.
I hate wearing trousers inside the house. As soon as I walk into my house, my trousers are off immediately. I wear underwear. I'm not weird.
I think I've seen you on Chat Roulette.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason we've got this big tablecloth tonight, isn't it?
It's
freeing. You want to be more comfortable.
Oh, it's more comfortable. Sitting on a couch in your jeans. That's horrible. I guess everybody in the crowd does that, weirdos. It's so weird.
So you're in your underpants. You haven't got like a pair of home shorts.
Home shorts are my underpants.
Right, okay. Right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, my underpants are like my home shorts.
And what...
I get annoyed if I'm in the house and there's somebody else in there. I'm looking at them going, can you please just leave? I am dying to undo my zip right
now. Do you have housemates?
No, not anymore, but I used to. Oh, no.
Checks out, yeah. They got the memo.
So we've met our guests. Let's find out who's all killer and who's polyfiller as we play round one.
Cover me over. Fill me with whipped cream. Bury some treasure. What do you want with me? Yeah.
Celebrity skin. Fucking love it, man. Absolutely love it. So, round one is called Plot Hole in One. I'm going to give each player a list of movies. They have to describe that each film to their teammate in no more than 3 words.
Ooh la la.
If they can do it in under 3, they get bonus points. 3 points for 1 word. 2 points for 2. 1 for 3. Good luck keeping score. Okay, so we're going to start... We're going to start with Darren. Darren, here we go. Where is... Oh, yeah. There you go.
Are you a movie buff? Well, you watch movies in the buff, don't you? I didn't mean that.
It's good. Right, you've got 90 seconds, right? And your time starts now.
Stab shower.
Psycho.
Ah!
Yeah.
Get it.
I'm the 4 words so far.
Superhero rich.
Batman. Batman, the Batman. Batman Begins. Batman Returns. Batman Forever.
It's not one of the Batman movies, is what he's trying to say.
Oh, Iron Man. They're all rich, aren't they, really?
Pill.
Matrix.
Yeah! Umbrella.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah! Yes! Oh my God.
I get so excited.
That's coming across.
You should host the Oscars.
Okay. Cold.
Frozen.
I don't mind it. Oh
my God.
Space.
Oh, come on, Star Wars.
Really good.
What the hell?
Arnold.
Terminator 2. No, we're doing so well. Schwarzenegger. It's an Arsenal. Predator.
Yeah, Predator. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yes. And that's your time. That was amazing.
Wow.
Gwyn, how did he do at the end of that round? That was pretty amazing.
A few
holy
ones in there, weren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, a couple.
They got 19.
I tell you what, that's more than most people score for an entire show. So, they're the winners. Good night, everybody. Darren's got a gig. If you really want to win at Flat Slam, you book a gig. That's what you do. Okay, next up, we're going to do Ben. Ben, oh, here are your movies.
Oh,
Amy,
no.
You are guessing.
You're famously not seen
energy.
Any films.
Oh.
It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be so fine.
Your 90 seconds starts now.
Thanks.
Someone applauding there, yeah.
Thank you.
Jets.
West Side Story.
Oh, great guess. That's a good guess. That's a good guess, but yeah, yeah.
Fighting. Gladiators?
Well, I would think Star Wars, but we've had that.
Cruise.
Do you all know it? Yeah. Cruise. Fast and... No.
Okay, we're going to skip that one.
Skip that one, sorry. What was it? Come on, I think we're going to get 19.
You've got 35
seconds. Time travel.
Back to the Future.
Yeah!
Thanks.
Come on, Clarky.
You don't have to have the blame, Amy, don't worry. Spectres.
What? Spectres. Ghost?
comedy.
Oh.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's correct. That's your time. That is your time.
All right. That was... Do you know what? I thought it was going to be worse.
scored 19 points.
Are we calling time travel one or two words? That's the big question.
One word.
Thanks, guys.
In which case, 5 points.
How many points?
Five points.
It is tough.
Yes.
My boyfriend does a film podcast.
Does he?
Just,
yeah, should listen.
Has he seen Top Gun? Make it obvious.
Make it obvious, mate. Come on, we got this.
Okay. Ready?
So, I'm predicting big things here. 90 seconds starts now.
Shark.
Jaws.
Arachnid hero.
Spider-Man.
Lawyer. Girl. Hair.
Say that again?
Lawyer, girl, hair.
Oh, I don't know. Miss Congeniality or something? Yeah. I'm on the trail! I can smell it!
Even I know this
lawyer,
one.
Lawyer girl hair!
Yeah, it's lawyer.
Liar?
No. Lawyer.
Lawyer? Yeah.
I know we've got a black country accent.
Lawyer girl hair!
Do you want to skip it?
Yeah, skip it.
Blue people.
Blue people. Smurfs.
Other blue people.
Oh, Avatar.
Yes. Camcorder. Horror.
Blair Witch.
Too many heroes.
Avengers. Yeah.
Car, cliff, girls.
Too Fast, Too Furious? No. Car, cliff, any Vin Diesel vehicle?
Girls.
Car,
yeah, cliff.
Girls, cars, cliff. I don't really...
That's your time. Oh. Now, I think what we've established here is Darren has a big blind spot of movies with women in. And Tom's got a bigger blind spot of calling women girls. Well, women and girls, they rule his world. Do you know they rule his world?
A couple of girls on a trip, weren't they?
Thelma and Louise.
It's just those little girls. It was a couple of girls.
It was Thelma and Louise, and it was, of course...
Legally Blonde.
You know.
I thought it was Erin
Brockovich.
Erin Brockovich is a woman, dude. Come on. What did we score there?
What did you score there, Gwen?
It felt respectable, but not spectacular.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. It was 10.
10?
Oh my God. It's not your job to pass judgment.
The thing is...
Just give the numbers, mate, all right? Don't pass judgment.
The thing is, we're going to do Beef Brothers. It'll take like 30 minutes and it's worth 1 point.
Oh, we've got to change that.
Yeah.
That's for chat for another time.
Yeah. It's a chat for today if we win it.
I'll tell you, all right, tonight... It's a 4-point Beef Brothers. Make fuck all difference, Clarky. Finally, Amy, here are your movies. Ben is guessing.
Okay.
Your 90 seconds begins now.
Daughter's Wedding.
Great.
What?
Great.
It's good.
It's great.
It's good.
What is, I could get the first one.
Oh, I know.
Godfather.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was my big fat Greek wedding.
Fish. Sad.
Finding Nemo.
Yes. Women.
Girls.
Take a seat.
Girls.
Take a seat, Darren.
Banging.
Ooh.
New York.
Legally blonde.
Illegally blonde. Oh, hey.
Sex in the City.
Yes.
Film?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Movie, actually.
Repeating.
Repeating. Oh, Looper.
Oh yeah, it's Looper. Yeah, that's what Crosby's gone for. Looper.
Sex and the City, the movie.
Big franchise.
Winter. Alarm.
What?
Great. Great. Can we buzz in?
No, you can't buzz in.
Sing Winter Alarm.
I got you, babe.
Thank you. Yeah. Babe.
Love Actually?
No. Head box.
Oh, seven.
Yes. Phone home.
E.T.
Yeah. Board game.
Jumanji.
Yes. Hairy feet.
Hobbits.
Yes.
That's your time.
Great.
Put Clarky out of his misery there. What was the...
That was really great.
It was Groundhog Day! Repeating.
Oh, great one.
Right.
The alarm, I got you, baby. Oh,
Producer Gwyn, pop your abacus away and in as many words as you need, tell us the scores for both teams at the end of that round.
The scores at the end of that round are Tom and Darren have 29 and Ben and Amy have 19.
Respectable.
Oh, what? That's not bad.
Respectable.
Good round. So Tom and Darren are in the lead. Let's see if Ben and Amy can get themselves out of this hole when we return for part two. See you in a bit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Pappy's Flash Air Slam Down!
Oh, yes!
Before the break, Darren and Tom were in the lead. That hasn't changed. The only thing that has changed is the size of that goddamn hole! It's sucking in all the matter around it. Let's find out who's going to be fixing it as we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Lose your toe. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. Gold.
Listen to that.
Listen to that.
A cult following, if you're listening. Dave?
Dave bought a ticket but didn't show up. This week we're playing our version of Operation, which we're calling Hip Hopperation. Yes. I'm going to give each team a scenario for them to act out via the medium of rhyme. I'm going to award points for flow and for teamwork. We'll start with Tom and Darren. Now, you are playing, as it's Hip Hopperation, you're playing a doctor and his patient, delivering some unusual news. I'll let you decide who's going to be who, and I'll let you decide what the unusual news is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Great, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Well, okay. Who do you want it to be? Who do you want it to be? Have, you know.
Have you ever been a doctor?
Previously. No, I visited a few though. Do you want to be the doctor?
Fine. I don't mind being a doctor. I can do that. I can do that.
Okay.
Dr. Dre.
Doctor.
There you go. I'm already naming doctors.
Yeah.
Okay, so
imagine if Dr. Dre was your doctor. My wife went to see a doctor the other day and he said, call me Tony. And she was like, can't I just call you doctor and your surname? And he said, well, my surname's Nurse, so it gets me nervous. He's genuinely Dr. Nurse. How brilliant's that?
That's amazing.
Dr. Nurse! Which one?
Who do you need? Luckily, producer Gwyn has got the sick beats on hand, okay?
Great.
So, you're a doctor and a patient delivering some unusual news.
There's a four count in.
Can I just check?
Yeah.
Do I have to sort of say like a line and then he says one that rhymes and then I say one that rhymes and we just keep doing it that way?
Or do we rhyme to ourselves?
Yeah.
You know what? Dealer's choice.
Oh, okay.
If you want to give rhymes for Tom to answer and Tom wants to give you some rhymes to answer back, that's going to get you more points on the teamwork front. See? Oh. Fortune favours the bold, Darren. Fortune favours the bold.
Okay.
Drop the sick beat.
Ah, yeah.
Whoa.
Excuse me, sir. Unfortunately, I have some bad news.
Well, tell me something, because I'm on the internet and I want some views.
You are sick, sir. Your feet don't fit in shoes.
No, that's not a win, it's a lose. I'm online, I'm live streaming this. Please tell me and don't take the piss. What do you think that I should do?
I think you should create your own shoes. I don't know whether you've thought of a different career, but you need some new shoes because you can't walk around because your feet are so scary. They're making everybody fear.
Can I ask you a question? Answer when you like. Yeah. Are you a doctor or do you work for Nike?
Oh, fantastic.
Come on, guys.
That was good work.
Country boys.
That's it. The name of our hip hop act.
I really enjoyed it. You know what? I really enjoyed it. In fact, I enjoyed it so much. I think I'm going to give you a full 10 points. Oh. A full 10 points for teamwork.
Fuck, he's good.
Wait, hang on. The game's not over yet. A full 10
Fuck
points for teamwork. And I'm gonna give you a solid 8 points for flow. So 18 points there. 18 points.
Thank you.
18 points. Do you know what we're going to do? Because I enjoyed the medical scenario. I'd like to see it played out by these guys.
Yeah, so would
that's
I.
That's how we'll do it. So, similar scenario. One of you is a doctor. One of you is delivering awkward news.
Okay.
The other one is the patient. Same beat, please, Gwyn.
I'll be the patient.
Okay. Okay.
Dr. Clarkey. Amy's the patient. Drop that beat.
Yeah. Hello. Come in. Well, can I ask you, did you come far? By the way, a bit strange you're not wearing a bra. I'm glad you're relaxed, but really, this isn't a time or place. What must your housemates think?
Don't worry, I'm like a little mouse. Nobody knows when I'm in the house. I take my bra off, let them swing around. I've got one over my shoulder and one on the ground.
Well, anyway, let's try and get to the root of the problem.
Can't wait to hear what you write with problem.
Excuse Excuse me, I don't mean to be vain, but why is it you're complaining of back pain?
I carry a lot of weight, that's the problem you see. See, I've taken off my bra and they're down to my knees. I need some help with my spine. Can you help me work on my spine?
Me. For all the laughter, it's just a shame I'm not a chiropractor.
Yes! Oh my god. Do you know what? I mean,
that was great.
It was good stuff,
that was
man.
Good. That was really good.
I'm gonna give him 10 in both categories, I reckon. Yeah. Yeah. 10 for flow, 10 for teamwork. Taking it back to Tom and to Darren.
Lord above.
Yeah.
You go again.
We're going to move out of the medical realm, right, for this second half of the round and into the animal kingdom in a round we're calling Hippo Operation. Okay. So I'd like you to both play an animal and a zookeeper, okay? So one of you is an animal, one of you is a zookeeper. The type of animal and who gets to play them is entirely up to you. Okay? So have a...
Honestly, for a second, I couldn't think of any animals.
Just think about tits.
I'll be an animal.
Okay. Are you going to specify? No.
Oh. You're going to reveal it during the rap. Okay, Tom, you're the zookeeper.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. That's
Darren is an animal. We can work it out during the rap. Okay, new beat, please.
Oh, hello.
Here we go. We're in the zoo now.
Woof.
I tell you what, it's a good zoo.
I'll eat my sausage sandwich with a little bit of fennel, then I'll go over here and open up this kennel. What's inside? It's not a frog. What a really shit zoo. We've got a dog.
Hello, my name is Tom. I live in the bottom of the... What did you say? Kennel.
I love the fact that your impro was that the dog was called Tom. Because you were looking at me.
That was all I had. Okay. Yeah. I'm a little dog, but I've got muscle. People want to know what dog? I'm a Jack Russell. I like to go around and I like to bark. I like to chase my own tail, sometimes I fart.
Hello, Jack, you've been farting a lot. And that's the real problem that I've got. You fart too much, it's scaring the duck. Someone's got to tell me, what the fuck? How can we stop this dog from farting and keep him from doing lots of barking and charting?
Yo. You keep farting, that's no lie. I shouldn't have done it in your face, that's why you got pink eye. I'm sorry, it's now a sky. That is the problem. I tell you, I don't lie.
Oh! Here's the thing, I'm a human being, so it's okay for me to eat baked beans, but you've been doing it far too much. I'm gonna have to put you down.
What a twist!
What an ending! Yeah. Come on!
That had real emotional depth at the end, didn't it?
That was great!
So it was like Game On, wasn't it? The beat ran out, he carried on going, and it really landed.
Yeah. Great.
God damn it, that was good.
I did get confused for a sec. I said Tom, and I went, wait, that's... what am I doing? Yeah. I completely forgot where I was.
Which is why you're getting 7 points for teamwork. Not the full 10. Oh. But for flow, I can't fault you. Another 10 points. I'm going to say 17 points. 17 points.
That's fair. I'm going to say that beat comes at you much quicker.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do it half speed.
Okay. Who's going to be the animal? Who's going to be the zookeeper?
What would you like to be?
I'll be the zookeeper.
Okay, Clark.
I'll be the animal.
Clark is the lovely animal. Okay, off we go.
words of cows and bulls.
Good zoo.
Great zoo. This is the one I'd like to introduce you to.
Because I've only got one udder.
Who wants a pull? Who wants a pull? A pull of his udder. It's nice and full.
I can't believe I came back to tits again.
Also, I've never heard someone hit, and I'm here to say with so much confidence, and then the confidence did disappear. And they realised they didn't know what the fuck they wanted to say. My name is Cal, and I'm here to say. Well, hang on. Hold tight, guys. I've got this. Oh my god, Garky.
Oh, 10 points, though. Yeah.
I'm afraid we're gonna have to put you down.
Zoo's just turned to a slaughterhouse.
I can't believe we had zoo. We had a dog and a cow. Like, possible zoo animals.
The round's called Hippo Operation. No one picked a hippo. It was right there. But I am, of course, going to give you the full 20 points. How could I not? How can I not? Gwyn.
Oh dear.
I've got a small document on why.
It's called this entire episode. Gwyn, lay down a final beat and spit those scores at us, please.
I've got some points to award. Let me look at my clipboard. Yes! Darren have 64, Ben and Amy have 59.
Whoa. Oh my goodness. I tell you what.
Do you normally score this high?
Literally never.
4 points. What is this, the NBA?
Last night was 3-2.
It's more fun though with more points, isn't it? Do you know what? 100 points to each team. Really good. 100 points to each team. Now, listen, guys, those rhymes were so nasty they should be illegal. It sounds like another case for Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, I'll call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share based beef. And today's one comes from Hugh, who is in the audience. Hello, Hugh.
Hello.
Hi, Hugh. Right, this is what Hugh writes. My flatmate slash partner doesn't want to change our thick winter duvet over to a lighter summer duvet, even though it's getting warm at night. I get too hot at night now. Okay. And so it's going to get worse the later we leave it. Please help. Okay, so Hugh, can I just ask, is your partner here?
She's not, no.
She's not here, no. She's tucked up nice and warm in bed.
She's too passed cold. Out.
Too cold for her to leave the house.
She's fossilised herself. So Tom and Darren, you are on Hugh's side. Ben and Amy, you are on the side of the wife. There you go. You can, of course, have a little look there. So basically, the question here is, you would like a light summer duvet. Your partner would prefer a much more sort of heavy duvet year round. Yeah. Any questions?
What's your partner's name? Molly.
Molly. Okay. So, any questions for Hugh?
What sort of tug is it?
Let's get down to tug.
It's a 13 tug. Right.
Oh, we're on this side.
Yeah, you're on this side.
Right.
13 tuggies. That's a lot.
It's heavy.
I also like the fact you called your partner a flatmate first. My flatmate stroke partner. It's a healthy relationship. What does a tug go up to?
13's pretty high.
Yeah.
Goes up to 14. Any other questions for Hugh?
Concrete is 18 tog. Has anyone seen a single... Does anyone know what a single tog is like?
It's like a bath mat.
Bath mat's one tog.
No, bath mat's three or four tog.
Yeah.
Paper?
What kind of bath mats have you got?
Good, thick, absorbent bath mats.
Oh, no. No, not one.
I think... What's the difference between a tog and a ply?
Good question.
Because they've got to be similar, right?
Yeah.
If you're talking about like 13 ply toilet paper...
Can I ask how you guys sleep? As in, do you sort of sleep, you know, spooning each other and stuff like that? Are you generally...
Top and tail.
Top and tail.
Separate beds.
Back to back.
Back to back, okay.
Yeah, so like, facing away.
Leaf and weapon cover.
Apparently that's good.
That's an old reference there.
Why is it good, Clarky?
That's what your partner told you.
It's quite good if we sleep back to back and with other people.
No, she's facing the other person while she's got her back to me.
Oh, you cuck.
Cookie.
The old cucky monster.
Let's talk bed clothes. What are you wearing to bed?
Good question.
Yeah.
Just boxers.
Whoa, boxers.
Sexy. No. Darren's on board.
I'm already on board.
Not wearing your jeans to bed. And are you nothing on the top, just boxers only?
Yeah, just boxers only.
Boxes. So you're boxers only, but yeah. And you're too hot and you're 13 top.
Yeah. He runs hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm running hot.
You're running hot.
Yeah, you're running hot, all right.
Can I
wouldn't sleep back to back with you, mate.
Can I ask what Molly wears in bed? Is that a respectable question to ask?
Yeah, absolutely. Normal pajamas.
Can you show us some photos?
Come on!
Just normal pajamas.
Normal pajamas,
yeah. Oh, like proper pajamas as well?
Yeah.
With 13 tog in the
Yeah.
Spine. Wow. She runs cold.
Exactly.
Have you ever considered separate duvets?
Fans.
Darren loves that idea.
Darren loves sleeping with fans.
He's eager to get to that gig, I'll tell you that much. Have a little scope out of the audience first. Oh yeah.
He looked at our audience and then organised another gig. Windows open, radiators on, what are we talking?
Windows closed, radiators off.
Ooh. A cold relationship.
Didn't say that. Any other questions? Amy, have you got any questions? Clark, any questions?
Where do you live?
It's okay to say no. I've got not got a question, Clarky. Don't panic. My name is Clarky. I'm here to say, where do you live?
I do always say that.
Can I stay with you? Okay, I will. Hopefully, that is. Do you have a question?
Do you go to bed at the same time?
Yeah.
So you both get in bed at the same time.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Shagging match?
Okay. Did you say shagging match?
I thought it was a shagging match.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Fancy a shagging match?
Start the clock.
Drop the beads. Okay, you don't have to answer that, Hugh. All right, hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Darren Harriott. You've got a minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute starts now.
Look, we've all been in a bed that is too hot. It's horrible, and you can't sleep. And the sun's out, and you can hear the foxes shagging outside. And you, of course, you've got the neighbours upstairs making all that noise that does your head in all the time. And you've got the people outside doing heroin outside your house. So we live in a similar area.
We have the sun's out.
Where do you live?
Do you live in the Arctic?
And all you want to do is get into your bed and be very comfortable. And you don't want to sweat. You don't want to wake up in hot sweats. And then you've got your partner who's not facing you because she's had enough. And you just want to be nice and cool. So I think that it's the nicest thing to do, because the thing is, when you're really hot and you've got a really hot duvet, nobody likes to sleep without their legs outside of their duvet. I don't do that. I'm in my 30s and I still think someone's going to grab my leg.
I'm not alone on that.
So please, please change the duvet. There's a guy over there who stood up and applauded.
Someone grab his leg. Right, a very strong opening case for the prosecution. Actually, we have a minute now for Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you're on the defence.
Yeah.
You're on Hugh's partner's side.
Molly.
Molly's side, that's right. Your minute starts now.
Okay, so let's look at the facts. It's April, we've had snow several times this month. It's a cold month. We're not ready to change it yet. We're not saying never, Hugh. Okay? We're thinking when the time is right, and right now, the time is not right. Also, it's easier for you without getting your legs grabbed, because that's mad.
Speak for yourself.
To flip open the duvet. Molly needs that security. You know what I mean? She needs a good thick tog to get her to sleep. And if you want to deny the woman you love the comfort of sleeping soundly, I don't know who you are, Hugh. I don't know what kind of man you are. You should be able to put your leg out of that bed, maybe to be grabbed, maybe not to be, knowing that you are doing the right thing for the person you care about and letting them sleep in the snow in a reasonable duvet tog. Thank you very much.
Superb. Very, very strong cases from both sides there, I would say. Hugh, how are you feeling so far?
Not great.
Yeah. That's fair.
How hot are you feeling?
he's running even hotter now, yeah. Right. Harry,
yes.
You're up next now.
Okay? Yes.
Now, you are, of course, on Hugh's side. Now, are you going to do this as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's lovely to see you here. I see some simple, hard-working folk. Hell, Clem here from the bakery has still got the crumbs under his neck. Nails. Wash your hands, Clem. You're handling our bread. It's a separate case for another time. But there has been a warning, and the bakery is getting served a notice. Anyway, let's stick to the case in hand. You probably heard that case over there. A lot of them, their lawyers from the big city there, here, with their loud noises and their big words.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, that's right, son. You tell it there. I brought my boy in with me. Bring my son to work day. Watch and learn, my boy. Watch and learn. We don't use words around here like tog. Sounds like a European phrase to me. We don't know no tog around here. We woolen blankets. We biscuits under the pillow. Long nights. Might get hungry. Where'd you buy the biscuits? Hopefully not from Clem's bakery. Dicky tummy in the morning. Old dirty hands Clem's been picking again. Speaking of bacon, kind of reminds me of this story, this here little predicament that we have of when my ma used to bake her cherry pies. Well, your grandmama, you never got to meet her. She died in my childbirth, weirdly. Was in the process of giving birth, we'd given her a sandwich just before she started going to labor. Clem. But my mama, she used to bake these cherry pies, or so I'm told. Boy, they'd come out the oven piping hot. She'd say, "Whoa, boy, you can't be eating that cherry, it's too hot." She would say if she hadn't passed away in childbirth. I'd imagine her saying to me, like that good angel on my shoulder, she'd say, "Don't eat that pie, too warm." And then I'd eat that pie, it'd be too warm. And I'd cry, because I never knew my mama. Well, the defense rests, Your Honor, I guess.
Oh, my God. We really learned about Fanshawe standing there. We found out about the character.
What a journey.
Wow, really. Little darker than usual, Fanshawe, but you... You have to process, and you know what? That's your journey, man. You've got to do it.
You look like you've just eaten a very hot cherry pie.
He actually looks like a very hot cherry, is what you mean. Okay, Clarkey, you've got a minute to conclude the case for the defence.
Of course.
Your minute begins.
Remember, there's 4 points at stake. Don't let that affect
four
you.
Four smackaroonies there. You want them?
Swing it.
Here we go. Your minute starts now.
Well, here's the thing, Hugh. Right. The world is, I don't know if you've noticed, ending. So, you got to get used to these extreme temperatures, man. You got to get used to the cold. You got to get used to the extreme hot. Molly there is conditioning you, actually, for the impending doom of the end of the world. Actually, I can't believe that this has turned out darker than Tom. Also, you know what they say, if it's too hot in the bed... Get out of the bed.
And by there, you mean your partner.
Go sleep on the sofa, and if there's too many togs, do what I do at night. Give yourself a nice tog job.
Oh, no.
You'll go to sleep.
Clarkey.
You'll go to sleep.
Objection, Your Honor. Yeah.
Sustained. All right, Clarkey. Thank you very much. Ben Clark, everybody. Dear, oh dear.
Just can't get darker.
Yeah. Can tog job be stricken from the record, please?
Yeah, the jury, you've got to forget the tog job ever happened, all right? Which is what Darren says after gigs. Yeah. So listen, I can't make the decision myself, as I'm off to have a big cry about those two last speeches. So instead, I'm going to call upon the live Phoenix audience to make it for us. So if you think Tom and Darren, and therefore Hugh, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. Okay, all right. But if you think Amy and Ben, and therefore Molly, is in the right, applaud now.
You're cheering climate change. I can't believe it.
They're cheering tog jobs, and you know it.
It's like the Grammys, am I right?
Thank you so much, Hugh, for your beef. How do you feel about the result? Obviously, it didn't go your way. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like it's going to be just an unbearable summer.
Can I just say, in all honesty...
But I feel like I'm ready for the apocalypse. So.
Can I say, in all honesty, my wife and I do two single duvets next to each other, and it has saved our marriage. You can have whatever tog you like. She can have whatever tog she likes. You have a lovely cuddle. And then when you go to sleep, off you go in your own single duvet. It is
not a bad idea,
revolutionary. Yeah. I cannot recommend it enough.
Sounds like a lot of washing.
Well, Tom doesn't wash his, so it's fine. Amount of washing. Well, after that hard-nosed, fast-paced legal wrangling, let's all unwind in the only way we know how. I'm going to pass around a crack pipe.
Oh, and while we're getting tweaky deaky, we may as well listen to the quickfire round jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it is hilarious that it has a long introduction. Ooh, he's right, it's fucking funny. It has a long introduction, despite the round being short. It's the same joke that they did Robin Hood scam, when they called Little John, he was absolutely massive. It was also a good joke. They should have called him Huge John, and therein lies the joke. And with Friar Tuck, he wasn't actually a friar. In fact, that fat fuck hadn't fried in his life, and that was the joke made. He liked to broil. And Will Scarlet wasn't Scarlet. He was actually quite blue. And the Sheriff of Nottingham was actually the Sheriff of Luton. And Robin had never worn a hood in his life. They all had just the one joke. But it was a good one. Let's call something what it's not. The Merry Men were all pissed off. Anyway, that's the end of this history lesson. Sherwood Forest wasn't made out of wood. It was actually made out of sherbet. Oh, God.
What a shocker.
I've lost faith in this idea now. So as Robin Hood would say, hello. That's how Robin Hood would say goodbye. Enjoy the quick fire round.
Brilliant. Yes, indeed, folks, this is the quickfire round. And as our show is all about holes, each answer requires you to fill in the hole in the word or phrase. Now, there are multiple right answers, each worth 1 point, but if you get the answer I've written down here, it is 5 points.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
So if I say short hole, you could fill the hole with like short stop, short cake, short bread, short list, short ass. You'd get a point for any of those. But if you said short dick man, you'd get the full 5 points, baby. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Amy.
Ben.
Amy.
Lovely. Tom and Darren.
Tom.
Darren.
Off we go. Post hole.
Tom.
Tom.
Man.
1 point.
Ben. Box.
1 point.
Amy.
Amy.
Modern.
Ooh. 1 point.
Tom.
Tom.
Punk.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Amy.
Amy.
Mortem.
Ooh. That's also a solid one.
It's a good one. I was looking, of course, for post-traumatic stress disorder. Big hole. That's the round we're playing here, by the way. Big hole.
Ben.
Ben.
Man.
Big man.
Tom. Ben.
Foot.
Big Ben. Yeah.
Darren.
Dong. Darren.
Foot.
Big foot. Yeah.
Amy.
Yeah.
Bang.
Oh, all good answers. Nice. Oh, Big Country. Huge band.
Tom.
Of course, yes.
The film starring Tom Hanks.
Do you know what? 2 points for that one. Hey! I was, of course, thinking of a Big Daddy.
Close.
Whole star.
Tom.
Yeah.
Shining.
Ben.
Yes.
Black.
Amy.
Amy.
Porn.
Anyone else ready? Any more?
Whole star.
I was looking for Ben.
Ringo.
Ooh. Oh, Ringo's good, man. Clarky.
Brown.
Darren. Shooting.
Shooting, I'm going to accept. Knock 2 points off Clark. For Brown Hole. I was looking, of course, for Radio Star, comma, video killed. Quite a tricky that one. Cat Hole.
Ben.
Sorry, no, I've just gone into a cat hole. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it during the break. That was my mistake. No, cat hole.
Ben. Don't delete any points from me here. Flap.
Yes, I accept that.
Darren, woman.
Yeah. Cat woman, yeah. Mm.
Tom, food.
Cat food, yeah.
Darren. Litter.
Cat, yeah, litter. Yeah.
Tom.
Litter.
Tom. And dogs.
Yes, I'll accept it.
Darren. Catastrophe? Catastrophe.
I've given you a point, yeah? Yeah.
Agree?
Category. Ooh. I was caught. I'm going to put you out of your misery. I was looking for Cat Dealey. Oh.
Great cat.
Yeah, great cat.
Solid cat.
She'd have loved the pre-show music we had.
Good times. Hole.
Tom. Hog.
Yes.
Darren. In one?
Yes.
Tom.
Black. Yes.
Tom.
Do it.
My
hole. Yeah, I'll give you a point for that. Why not?
Okay.
Tom.
Our.
I'll give you a point for that. I was, of course, looking for The Hole, the Keira Knightley movie with Lawrence Fox. Finally, Whole Spice.
Tom.
Ben.
Sporty.
It's not the one I've got, but I'll give you a point.
Darren.
Ben.
Baby.
No.
Posh.
It's correct! Yeah! You get a full 5 points there. That's the end of the round. And the end of the game. So, before we find out the final scores, very exciting. Amy and Darren, have you got anything you would like to plug? Obviously, Darren, you've got a gig.
I don't know if you've heard, I've got a gig, guys, today. Just find me on all the social media at Darren Harriet. Can I just say, this has been so fun. It's been an absolute blast. You guys have been great.
Cheers, man. Yeah.
But you have got to go.
I've got to go in a minute.
Loved it. Amy.
Yeah, I think it's been even more fun than what Darren
thought. God bless you, Amy. You're going to be in Edinburgh this year with two shows.
Oh yes, I'm part of a double act called The Delightful Sausage, and you can follow us on stuff at Sausage.
How many M's?
Three M's, please. M's, yeah. That's it, really, and just go to Darren's gig.
Thanks to everybody who came out tonight. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. There's lots of bonus stuff over there. If you're a fan of the podcast, you want to give us a donation, it's a great way to do it. You get weekly bonus apps, discounts on live shows, a shout out on the pod, and more. Like, subscribe, and rate and review our podcast, or just tweet recommending the podcast to all your friends. I know Darren's going to do it. He's a big fan. So, producer Gwyn. At the end of that, it's been a high-scoring show.
Oh, the highest.
The highest scoring show that we've ever had. But what are the scores?
The scores at the end. Ben and Amy have 72.
Bloody hell.
Wow. Very good.
Tom and Darren win with 87.
Oh my God. So Ben and Amy are fixing a whole lot. Tom and Darren get a whole lot of love from me. A very nice couple I met during the interval. Thanks to our guests, Amy Glenhill and Darren Harriet. We've been Pappies. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to all the wonderful folks who came down to tonight's show, and to you all at home for listening. Pappy's Flatshare Slam, that is a Secret News production for Acast and the internet. Tell your friends about us, please. We love more listeners. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Okay, there we go.
There it is.
There it is.
Yes.
If you want to know what I was thinking about while that episode was going out, it was one of our listeners. Why don't you dub audio from Jim Carrey's The Mask over Tom Hardy's Bane in Batman. Has anyone ever done that before?
Oh. But, can I ask a question, which is going to seem mean, but to what end?
I just thought it might help us go viral.
It might help us go viral, yes,
you know?
Absolutely right, yeah. Okay. So what we need to do now is somebody with the editing technology to get the... I mean, this is couldn't be more timely. The Mask and Bane. Let's get these two. I mean, it's torn straight from today's papers. Let's get these two together.
And then stamp it with, like, Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down, and then let's see how it goes, you know. I think there might be something in it. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody please do that. We would love that.
Somebody
please do that.
Somebody please.
Clips of Jim Carrey from The Mask. And
it's his audio.
His audio. If you want to go crazy and do... Let's see how the first one goes, because then we do The Mask video with Bane talking. The bit when they're on the plane, everyone's flying out the bottom of the plane, that bit, you know, that would be good. We can walk you to water, we can't make you drink, guys. get this uploaded to YouTube or Vimeo or BitChute or whichever video service you're using, and send us a link to it, and don't worry, we'll retweet it. And when we tweet about the episodes, it gets two or three retweets, one from Clarkie, one from Emma, occasionally one from Tom as well, Gwyn not so much, but we put it out there, guys, so listen, this is if you want to go viral with us, we'll credit you, obviously, but
we've done all the legwork here.
We've done, yeah, exactly.
We've handed you the multi-million pound idea.
We've handed you the golden egg. Yeah. Okay. So this is. I think that's all we need to say. You just can't wait to see that. In fact, I imagine we'll get quite a few versions of it. So we might do a competition to see who did the best version. And we'll review that on the next Flatshare Stand Down. A big thanks to our guests. And what else needs to be said, Tom?
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team. Great to have you back, Emma.
Caution team.
Somebody stop him.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Smoking. Oh, yeah.
Please be upstanding, everyone. It's time for us to weigh a ton and do something, a neighborhood watch. So you just stand there and look at your swatch. I got a friendly ghost. His name is Casper, and he is haunting a good friend, Jasper. Wiki, wiki, what, 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 wow, what? Jasper? Casper, yeah.
I was eating some retro chocolate. It was a trio. I was eating it with J. Preet Dio. Wiki, 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 wild, wild west. Retro chocolate is the best. Sing it. Retro chocolate is the best. Retro chocolate is the best.
But don't.
I needed a piss in the night to use a bedpan. Then my other friend was there, Philip Rothman.
Retro chocolate is the best. I am talking about club. Best. Have a bit of club, it does the job. You can't lie, it's the truth. And I'll tell you something else. About the cleaning product, Jif. That was pretty retro too. I cleaned with my good friend Michael Smith. Retro chocolate.
Retro chocolate. Retro chocolate.
Retro chocolate. Retro, retro, retro. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. If you want some keys cut, you go to Timpson. If you want to have a nice friend, you meet Nick Simpson.
They sell retro chocolate in Timpson. They sell retro chocolate in Timpson.
Retro trucks, that's my favourite to sell. I sell it to my man, Mardell.
Two for one, two for one. On retro chocolate, it's two for one. Retro Dimer. Chocolate is the best. I Dimer. Remember when Dimer. We're chewing it for ourselves, kids. Retro chocolate is the best. It wasn't Snickers, it was Marathon. And while I'm talking, hear me out. Something else is happening soon. My God, I couldn't even check whether someone's at that curly whirly. Oh my God, it's Jesse Peck. Jesse Peck. Jesse Peck. A curly whirly with a Jesse Peck.
Caramac.
Caramac, come back.
Oh, everybody, let me tell you now, I've got something in my shorts. Let me tell you, it's a chocolate bar, and it goes by the name of Rittersport. I have a nice time if I run, because it melts all over my junk. Let me tell you now, retro chocolate always makes me spunk.
Oh, yeah.
It really makes me spunk. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling it like it is. Let me tell you now, I've got a sweet confession. Yeah. I put a Yorkie bar up my butt and I went all up to heaven. Let me tell you now.
Time out.
Let me tell you, boys and girls and everybody in between, just stick a club bar up your one eye and you'll know what I mean. Let me tell you now, there's nothing finer. And let me tell you now, I learned all this from Dwayne Longwas.
Retro chocolate, wicka wicka wick. Retro chocolate is the best. Well, that concludes today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch Roll Call, sponsored by Variety Packs. Fun size.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.